A new film financed and directed by Mel Gibson is causing a lot of controversy. The Passion tells the story of the last 12 hours of Jesus' life. The dialogue is in Aramaic and Latin. Critics called the original script anti-Semitic and biblically flawed. Gibson has since revised it, adding sympathetic Jewish characters who speak out against the crucifixion. Even so, Gibson's private religious views as a traditionalist Catholic are coming under scrutiny. I spoke with John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter, about Gibson's faith and the possible influence it had on the film.
You've heard about all this controversy surrounding Mel Gibson's movie, that it could possibly be anti-Semitic. And what has come out during the stories of this is that Mel Gibson is a member of a fundamentalist Catholic sect.
Well, I think sect probably attributes too much organization to it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what he would be part of, I think, is sort of a current of opinion or a sort of, you know, diffuse movement within the sort of broad Catholic fold. Of the word that usually gets used is traditionalist, and that covers a lot of ground, but roughly it means people who would reject the reforms in the church launched by the Second Vatican Council, who would kind of hanker for the good old days.
And which reforms specifically would they reject?
Well, the signature issue for the traditionalist camp has always been the Latin Mass. Probably the most noticeable change that flowed from the council for ordinary Catholics was the change of the celebration of the Mass from Latin to the so-called vernacular languages. You know, the Latin Mass is really just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, I think the theological indictment of the Church in the years after the Council from the traditionalist camp is much more sweeping than that. The so-called liberalization of the Church, I think, is deeply threatening to, deeply opposed by the traditionalist world.
So how do they handle the recent scandals involving the Catholic Church vis-a-vis the pedophilia?
Well, actually, in some ways, the traditionalists, I think, are feeling, many of them, feeling quite confirmed and quite validated by some of these scandals. Because, you know, their argument has long been that the church after the Second Vatican Council was out of control. It was out of control theologically. It was out of control morally. It had betrayed the tradition of the church. And so to see the church, you know, rocked with scandal, and particularly sexual scandal, to them, validates the critique of the post-conciliar church they've been offering, lo, these many years.
Now, part of Vatican II was also repairing the very deep, or trying to repair the very deep and grave wounds with Jews, finally laying to rest the Catholic statement before then that Jews were responsible for Jesus' death. This, too, is something that these traditionalists reject, right?
Yeah, although I don't think it's so much a reaction specifically to détente with Judaism, so much as it is a broader indictment of the whole idea that the Catholic Church, in their eyes, sort of set aside the notion that it would be better for everyone if they were to convert to Catholicism. I think that idea of abandoning the notion that we have a universal mission to convert all of humanity, that is a very threatening idea to these traditionalists.
And what's the reaction there in Rome at the Vatican to Mel Gibson's movie?
You know, often when the outside world is talking about a particular movie like the Magdalena Sisters or something like that, you know, the Vatican doesn't seem to take much interest. This one, I think, has captured, there's a curiosity, there's a buzz about it. I think many in the Vatican, if it ever does get to Rome, you know, will be sneaking out at night to go catch it.
John Allen, Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter.